Okay, so hi. Today we will talk about automating low-level firmware validation with Robot Framework. I'm Maciej, nice to meet you. I'm from... Okay, I'm Maciej from 3MDEP Engineering Manager currently. What we are doing, various stuff for the scope of this presentation. What might be important is that we are developing a boot firmware, mainly for x86. So we can simplify by saying that we are developing the UEFI BIOS, but open source one. So it's the BIOS you know from your computer, but it's maybe more open than the traditional one. And we need to validate that to make sure it works correctly on the certain machines. So the agenda, we'll talk about the history of our framework, about what kind of hardware is supported there, how we are interfacing with the hardware, and I will show you some example scenarios of tests we are running. So the history, we've been using a similar approach since around 2018. When we've been validating PC Engine's core boot releases on a monthly basis. So we needed some kind of regression test suite that we would run at least each month before release to make sure that everything is working as intended. Using that approach, we've executed over 50,000 tests and publicly released over 150 binaries of open source firmware for, I believe, 6 or 7 different platforms. And it was mostly an internal project, that the firmware was open source, but tests were not. We have published it like 2 years ago, small part of it earlier. What are the use cases of this DASHAR open source firmware validation framework? Of course, mainly validation of firmware in general. Not only open source, you can imagine, or we even had one use case where we did tests on AMI firmware as well. But mainly we use it for testing DASHARO firmware releases that we release for different hardware platforms, for test-driven bug fixing, for regression testing. So after introducing new features, we can check if we haven't break other features or before the major release, we can run all of the tests we have to make sure it works as intended. It mainly works currently with DASHARO with UEFI payload, but we do have other firmwares and cases as well. It's mostly written in Robot Framework as the main test environment. We do have some Python as well for low-level keywords and some shell scripts mostly as some wrappers or helpers. Are you familiar with Robot Framework? Have you been using it? Okay, so it's like a generic open source automation framework. It's built on top of Python. So it uses Python underneath. You can use Python to implement libraries for Robot Framework as well. It's, from what I know, it's used widely with like web application testing and many more, but it's not so widely used in the lower level, maybe, validation. I know one more project, which is kind of low level, which is OpenBMC, where Robot Framework is also used, and they are basically maintaining embedded Linux distribution for the BMC on servers. I can say that Robot Framework has excellent documentation and great community. It's a really fun project. So what platforms are we talking about here? We have a wide variety of hardware platforms we develop firmware for. So laptops such as this one. We have some network appliances. We have some desktops. So the MSI one we've ported to core boot like 2 or 3 years ago, which is quite modern. So we have different kind of hardware and we're developing a BIOS for them. So we need some means of testing those firmware releases on those different hardware units, which poses different challenges. So we need to have some small lab that we put those hardware boxes in, and we need some interfaces to remotely run some tests to let the developers work on them. We need at least some power control. We need some test interface. We need some GPIO control sometimes. We'll walk through those in details right now.